Master, I can't get this taste out of my mouth. My whole mouth tastes like mint. Do we really have to do that toothbrushing thing every night? What? And in the morning too? Aww. Master, is this your bed? It's so big, and it looks so soft. Is it okay if I get on it, Master? I want to see what a bed feels like. Pretty please? Yay! Oh my gosh, Master, it's so fluffy. It's like how I thought clouds would feel. And it's so warm too. Oh, I can just imagine curling up all snuggly in this to go to sleep. And Master said I'm sharing the bed with him, right? Yay, so I can cuddle with Master, too. This is gonna be the best night, I just know it. And these blankets, they're so warm and snuggly, like your scarf, but a lot bigger. And they feel so good wrapped all around my entire body. Come on, Master. Come snuggle up under the blankets with me. I know you're tired. I'm sure you've had a long day. Although, I don't know what you did before you found me. I know that afterwards you took me shopping and took me home and we had sex and you bathed me and you fed me and... Oh. I didn't even realize. Master is tired because he spent all day doing things for me. He spent all day taking care of me. And I haven't done anything at all for Master. I haven't repaid his kindness at all. No, that's not okay. I need to fix this. Okay, Master, new plan. If it's my fault that Master's tired, then the least I can do is make sure that he gets the best sleep ever. No, please, Master, don't try and say that it isn't my fault. I know that you wouldn't have had to do all those things if you hadn't adopted me. And besides, I want to do something for you. I really do. But what can I do? How can I help Master sleep better? Oh, I know! Master, could you please lie down on the bed? On your stomach, please. Master should get to be nice and relaxed before he goes to bed, and I know the perfect way to make that happen. I'm going to give you a back massage. Well, no. I've never given a back massage before, but Master, I'm a cat girl. Kneading is in my DNA. I promise I'm going to make you feel so good. Just lie down, Master, and let your loving cat girl take care of this. Okay, I'm gonna lift up your shirt so I can get at your bare back, okay? Just gonna start at your lower back. I'm gonna knead it ever so gently. I don't wanna risk hurting Master, of course. I don't think I could. Master's so big compared to me. And I'm gonna work my hand up your back, just pushing down a little as my hands go up to your shoulder. Is that enough pressure, Master? Okay, I'll push down a little more. And now I'm gonna reverse it and start at your shoulders and go down your back. like I'm pawing at it. Does that feel good, Master? Is this helping? Am I doing a good job? Your face looks really relaxed. It's working. That's making me so happy. I told you that kneading was in my DNA. I'm a natural, aren't I? Master, are you asleep? Not yet, but your eyes are closed. I guess it just means I made you really relaxed then. But don't worry, Master. That was just phase one of my plan to give you the best sleep ever. I'm gonna relax you even more now, okay, Master? Now that the massage is done, can you turn over? Thank you. It's time to commence phase two of my plan to make sure Master gets the best sleep ever. What am I doing? Well, I'm taking Master's conch out. Is that not okay? Well, it's just... Back at the adoption center, I heard a rumor that Masters get sleepy after they orgasm, so I thought it might help you get to sleep if I made you come. And even if it didn't, it would still feel good for you, so I thought this was a good idea. Can I please, Master? I really, really want to help you sleep well. If you say that it's not okay, then of course I won't do it. I would never, ever do anything that Master didn't want. I'm a good cat girl. It's okay? Oh, yay. Okay, Master, prepare yourself, because your cat girl is gonna make you feel so good. Wait. But why, Master? Oh, you didn't realize that I was gonna use my mouth? Is that not okay? Well, yes, I already brushed my teeth tonight, but... If I suck your cock, I have to go brush my teeth again? What? But Master... Okay... Okay, I've decided that if it's to make Master feel good and help him fall asleep, then it's worth it. I promise to brush my teeth again when I'm done. So can I please suck your cock and make you feel good? Yay! Okay, phase two is a go. Are you ready, Master? Okay, I'm gonna start sucking now. Oh, so this is what Master tastes like, just by himself without my flavor mixed in. I think I figured out some better techniques to do this. Last time, I don't think I used enough tongue. So this time, I'm gonna run my tongue up and down the sides of your cock, and I'll lap it up like a bowl of milk. Cat girl tongues are kind of rough. just enough that it'll tickle your cock a little bit as it runs over it and makes it extra tingly. Does that feel good, Master? It tastes good. Your cock tastes so good. So good. Master, sucking on your cock has made me feel weird again. My pussy's getting all tingly, just like earlier. Do you think it would be okay if we had sex again? Don't worry. I haven't forgotten that. I'm trying to help you sleep. I'm trying to help you right now. So I'm going to make you feel good, and I'll do all the work so you can just relax. It's just, my pussy would really like it if it got to feel good too. Yay, Master. Thank you, Master. You're so, so kind. Okay, Master. I'm just going to climb on top of you, okay? And I'm gonna get right above your cock and lower my pussy down onto it. And I'll do everything so you just get to relax, okay? This is called cowgirl position? Master, that can't be right. I'm a catgirl, not a cowgirl. And besides, have you seen the size of cowgirls' breasts, Master? They must be really heavy. Why would you want a cowgirl on top of you? It would be so much more comfortable to have a light, fluffy catgirl on you. I think whoever named it cowgirl position must have named it wrong. I'm gonna call it catgirl position. I'm gonna start moving, okay, Master? Oh, this feels a lot different than earlier when you were doing all the movements. Your cock is hitting different spots inside of me, and the angle is different. This feels so good, Master. I think catgirl position might be my new favorite. Does it feel really good for you too? That makes me so happy. I'm so happy I can make you feel good. And now that I'm doing all the work, I'm kind of getting worn out, but I think I might be just as sleepy as you by the time that we're done. But don't worry, I've got this. I can get you all the way to orgasm. Don't worry. Master, are you close? Because I think I'm close. I was supposed to be making you feel good, but I'm gonna come first again. I'm sorry, Master. I'm sorry. What? You're gonna come soon too? Okay. But I'm really, really sorry, Master. I can't hold it. I'm gonna come. Master. I came back without you again. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna get better, okay? I'm gonna learn to last longer. What? You're really close? Okay, Master. I'm gonna do my job and help you finish. Wait, Master, I don't want you to come inside my pussy. Well, because you know it might leak out, and then it'll get on your sheets, and I don't want to get any more of Master's house dirty. Here, let me just get off of you, and I'll finish you with my mouth, okay? That way I can swallow it all, and everything will stay clean. I'm gonna do my job, okay? Just like I promised. I'm gonna make this feel really good for you. I'm gonna take it all the way down my throat again, okay? Just like I did earlier. Is my throat nice and tight for you, Master? I hope so. Your cock is stretching my throat. If we didn't do this earlier, I'd be worried that you'd snap my collar. And that wouldn't be good. I don't want anything to happen to this collar. It's the symbol that you own me. I'm your little cat girl. It's my most prized possession. You're throbbing again, Master. Just like earlier, that means you're close, right? I like that. Your cum tastes so much better than that toothpaste. It might even taste better than my tuna-flavored cat girl food. It's got all that minty flavor out of my mouth. So did it work, Master? Now that you've come, are you sleepy? Was I helpful? Thank goodness. I'm so glad I was able to help you, Master. I'm gonna try my best to be helpful to you from now on, okay? It's the least I can do for you. Oh, don't fall asleep just yet, Master. Just wait another minute, okay? Okay, Master, I'm back. Where did I go? Well, you said if I sucked your cock, then I'd have to brush my teeth again. And I'm an obedient cat girl, so of course I listened to your order. I brushed my teeth again, just like you said. So now, I'm all ready to fall asleep with you. Just let me squirm my way under the covers and up next to you. Hey, Master. Can I have another one of those hugs you promised me I could have at any time? I want to fall asleep right while you're hugging me. And it's also phase 3 of my plan. Cuddling a cute, fluffy cat girl is a surefire way to make you sleep well, right? There's no way it's not. Master, the bed might be warm and fluffy, but I think your arms are warmer. If I had to choose which one to be in, I'd pick your arms every time. I hope I'll help you sleep well, Master. I know I will as long as your arms are around me. Good night, Master. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. I love you.